It could be a routine piece of diplomatic choreography, but one day it could end in war. This is the story of Taiwan and China. One nation, possibly two, that's the number. As China's economy continues to leap ahead, the eastern coastline gets richer and richer. But hidden within the new wealth are hundreds of missiles aimed to destroy Taiwan should it ever officially declare independence from China. The latest row is about $1.7 billion worth of advanced radar to detect a missile attack.
Red shells unmercifully pound the offshore island.
The conflict goes back 55 years when the communists won the Chinese Civil War and the nationalists fled to Taiwan. Since then, America has guaranteed Taiwan's defenses, just about anything it wants to deter a Chinese attack. Here is a flashpoint between America and China, which neither country wants.
Well, the situation is extremely serious in that the potential for war is very high, but we are talking about a few years down the line. Most of the players are fully aware of the problems, and therefore it's a question of how to actually avoid the situation from slipping into a serious crisis.
Even yesterday, the US Secretary of State was all friendly body language with his Chinese counterpart, and this time China might have a stronger hand. The U.S. needs China for the war on terror, Taiwan is an irritant, and in Beijing, the government stepped up the pressure.
We have always opposed U.S. sales of advanced weapons to Taiwan, especially under the current complicated and sensitive situation across the Taiwan Straits. We ask the United States to be faithful to what it says and abide by its promises, and not to send the wrong signal to Taiwan's independence seekers.
At the heart of the present dispute is this man, Chen Shui-bian, Taiwan's directly elected president, a success story of the type of democratic leadership which the U.S. is trying to sell around the world. The trouble is, he wants to rewrite the constitution, which would edge Taiwan closer to the forbidden line of becoming an independent nation.
Taiwan is one country, and the other side is another country, and neither side exercises jurisdiction over the other. And I think this important consensus has been reached during this election, and it represents and signifies that the 23 million people of Taiwan, irrespective of their political affiliations or whether they are in the opposition parties or the governing party, they all refuse the one country, two systems formula.
Chen won a second term last month. His victory is still being challenged by the opposition, but as George Bush knows, that gives him no less power. Such that last December, when Chen played the independence card again, Mr. Bush gave him an unprecedented rebuke.
Any comments and actions made by the leader of Taiwan indicate that he may be willing to make decisions unilaterally that change the status quo, which we oppose.
Under U.S. protection and Chinese threat, Taiwan has grown into a wealthy, modern society, and China is heading the same way. Do they really want to shift from being envied models for the developing world to yet more scenes of conflict? This might turn out to be the best managed, unfought war in modern history. But if things go wrong, war here would shake the world. Humphrey Hawksley, BBC News.